It's time now for the KNEY Coaches Corner wrap-up pregame show. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. High school football is back, and more importantly, high school sports is back. There are a bunch of great matchups tonight on the gridiron, so let's get to it. Starting off in Nebraska. Nebraska high schools kicked off last week, and Diller Odell started off on the road against one of the tougher teams in the state, second-ranked Bruning Davenport Chicley. The Griffins fall in the season opener 56-8. Head coach Chris Schluter talks about that ballgame.
We came out pretty physical, and we did some things early really good. It's just some mental mistakes that the guys made that really allowed them to get a couple scores off of turnovers and a big kick return. It just kind of put us in a bad spot, so we had to kind of go away from our game plan a little bit to try to make some things up. It didn't work out for us.
The Griffins have their home opener tonight against Humboldt-Table Rock Steiner, who is also coming off a season-opening loss, 44-20 at Southern. Coach Schluter feels that if his team limits the mistakes, they'll be in good shape.
It looks like if we come out and we put a good game plan together, stick to that, and we stay away from the early mistakes like we'd had in week one, I think we have a really good chance at winning a football game and kind of going on a nice little run.
As I just mentioned, Diller Odell's opponent tonight, HTRS, fell to Southern last week, and Raider head coach Kane Hoekstra said that game answered a few questions.
I thought it was a great way to start the season. Learned a lot about ourselves. We had a lot of questions coming into the season, particularly with the number of seniors we graduated. I'll tell you what, our kids stepped up, and I was happy with our performance.
Tonight, Southern hits the road to take on Johnson County Central, a team who fell in their season opener to a very good Tri-County team, 44-0, and Coach Hoekstra knows that the score is not a measure of this JCC team.
They drew a tough one to start the season. Tri-County is for real, and that was a challenging game for them. You know, this is their first year in eight-man, but they do have some experience on their coaching staff at the eight-man level. They've got good size, so that could be a challenge. We don't have all the size on our side, but lacking that, we make up for quickness and hustle, and I think it's going to be a good game also.
Now, let's take a look at the games here in Kansas. Starting off in 8-man Division II, the Axtell Eagles enjoyed a great season last year, making it to the state championship game. The Eagles fell short of the title by 8 points. Head coach Eric Detweiler talks about what he has coming back this year.
We returned 5 lettermen on both sides of the ball, and, you know, obviously we lost great playmaker in Quinn and Derek and JJ and Clark. You know, we lost 4 seniors. A lot of our playmakers are back. We still have 5 returning starters on both sides of the ball, so we got a good core group to work with.
The K-Preps 8-man Division II preseason number 3 Eagles open the season tonight on the road, and Coach Detweiler knows it's going to be a big test.
Return most of their team back, and a team that ended up in the rankings last year and preseason ranked this year, and it'll be a very tough opponent for week one. Every week we got to be prepared.
It's been a while since Hanover hasn't been introduced as defending state champs, as they had previously won 3 titles in a row. Last season, Hanover saw a lot of new faces, and head coach Matt Hoyer says those new faces now have good experience coming into this year.
We returned 5 starters on both sides of the ball, you know, so there's some experience coming back, a little bit different than last year when we had 1 returning starter. And I feel like coming into this year, we're probably quite a ways ahead of where we were coming into last year just for the simple fact of the experience factor and that these kids have seen the field quite extensively on Friday night. That's one thing that coming in is a positive.
The K-Preps preseason number 2 Wildcats open the season tonight on the road against Pike Valley, a team they got familiar with last year, and Coach Hoyer expects to see a quality team again this year.
We played them twice last year, you know, and I thought one thing they had is they had some good, quick, athletic kids. It's definitely going to be kind of a good test coming right out of the gate. I feel like that's a perfect way to get into the season. There's not a lot of prep that you can do because obviously personnel for both sides is a little bit different, so you go in a little bit blindsided. But at the same time, that's kind of a positive for opening the season because you get to see not only how your kids react, coaches kind of get back into the flow of making adjustments throughout the course of the game, and that's kind of the excitement of opening the season.
The Frankfort Wildcats had a good season last year, finishing 8-2. The Wildcats graduated some key players from that team, but head coach Nick Anderson says they also got some real good ones coming back.
Gavin Cornelison, he's our senior quarterback, and he started games for us the past 4 years. And so if you're going to have one guy that's really experienced, it's always nice to have a guy playing that position. But our other two seniors, Aiden Gerstner and Bryce Stoll, have all played significant minutes for us since they were freshmen. And then junior Xavier Brandt, really looking forward to him to having a breakout year. And then we got a bunch of juniors that are going to get an opportunity to play. They've kind of been waiting in the wings behind that senior class from last year. So we're excited to see what they can do and expecting them to play really well.
Frankfort travels to Washington County tonight. These two TVL teams have not squared off on the gridiron since 2007, and Coach Anderson said there are a few question marks about them, but he also knows they've got some great athletes.
It's always kind of scary going into week one playing kind of an unknown opponent. They were a team that faced some injuries last year, and those playmakers such as Berman and Tice expect them to be very, very good players and be key contributors for them, and they appear to be pretty physical and big up front. I anticipate a tough, hard-nosed ball game, and starting out on the road with some guys who don't have very much varsity experience, you never know what could happen. I just know that with any league opponent, we're going to have to play really, really well to give ourselves an opportunity.
While Coach Anderson talked about some of those Tiger players to watch out for, Washington County head coach Doug Thompson talks about some of those players he has coming back this year.
We definitely have our leader, Drew Berman. He started quarterback as a freshman. He did get a little banged up last year. That really hurt us. He's back. He's healthy. He's such a great leader and leads the team and understands the offense. Trevor Grace was another running back we got coming back as a senior. He stepped in pretty good for Drew last year and ran the ball when Drew was out. And then we just got a lot of sophomores and a few juniors that are going to step up, and we're really looking forward to beginning the season with Frankfort.
As Coach Thompson said, they are looking forward to Frankfort. He knows that Frankfort will be looking forward to them as well.
Well, I think, you know, Coach Anderson does a great job over there. He definitely will have his guys prepared. I think it's going to be a great game. You know, I think whichever team tonight doesn't turn the ball over, you know, I think a couple turnovers will be the key of the game. You know, it might just come down to penalties, one key play, and I think both teams will be fired up and ready to go.
Moving on now to the 11-man game, the Centralia Panthers head into the 2020 season as Class 1A defending state champs. Head coach Larry Glotzik said that winning the title was obviously great and is looking forward to this season.
We had a great run last year, so kids were excited, obviously. Just had a great finish to a year with a great bunch of kids, and that's what I really appreciated was our seniors, great leaders, and did it the right way. As far as coming back, you know, we do have a nucleus of kids coming back, about 7 on each side of the ball coming back. Excited about that.
The Panthers only lost one game last year, and it was the first game of the season to Rossville. Those two teams open up the season again this year, so tonight it will be a battle between K-Prep's preseason number ones, Centralia in 1A and Rossville in 2A. Coach Glotzik expects it to be another tough battle.
They've got some kids coming back, too. They've got 7 or 8 kids on both sides of the ball. They've got a quarterback that's back and a receiver that's back. That's pretty tough. So it'll be a great challenge for us early, which we need. We need that challenge early as we've got some new faces on the field.
And in tonight's KNDY feature game of the week, it's the battle for Marshall County. Valley Heights will make the short trip up Highway 77 to take on Marysville. Mustang head coach Tony Trimble is excited about the experience that returns from a good team last year.
We only lost 3 seniors. We had 2 seniors start on offense and 2 start on defense. So really we got 9 guys back on both sides of the ball. Whenever you can have that kind of experience coming back, it's always a nice feeling because you know that you can not only have kids that have a great knowledge of what they're supposed to do, but you can expand things because now they do have that knowledge base. Maybe allows us to do a few more things and not feel like we're overwhelming them with stuff to learn.
While Valley Heights returns a lot from last year's team, that's not the case for Marysville, but head coach Justin Hoyer still has high hopes for this year's team.
I think a lot of people kind of underestimate the group that we've got coming back, and even us within the program really aren't quite sure exactly what these guys will look like yet. We've got a lot of versatile kids that are smart and can do multiple things, and we've got a really good group of kids, and our commitment level was very high over the summer, and so I'm excited that these guys have the opportunity to go out and start their season.
Valley Heights' coach Trimble knows that Marysville is going to be a tough test for his team.
They're a very good football team. They're well coached. Coach Hoyer does a great job with those guys, and they're a scary football team. They do some things really well, and they're going to be much bigger than us, and they're going to have depth. Depth is a key when your kids may not be in game shape until you actually start playing games. You know, with our low numbers and their depth, that's a concern early on.
While Coach Trimble praised Coach Hoyer knowing that they'll be ready, Coach Hoyer knows that Trimble's team will be ready as well.
Everybody I talk to speaks very highly of Coach Trimble. I know he's going to have his kids ready to go. You know, I think they're a physical group of kids. They have the experience factor in their favor, I believe. They have a lot of kids that have started for 2, 3, even a couple of four-year starters. I'm sure they're going to fight because a small school loves going up against a big school and having the opportunity to have bragging rights. But I think we're going to get a football team that's going to compete. They're going to play tough. They're going to be disciplined. And we'll learn a lot about ourselves as we go through this first one.
And we're just about ready to get things underway, as that's going to go ahead and do it for the KNEY Coach's Corner Wrap-Up Pregame Show. We're just about ready to bring you the battle for Marshall County, Valley Heights, and Marysville. So sit back and relax and get ready for some high school football action right here on KNEY.